You know what time it is? It's time for a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. And I sincerely welcome you to it. Today we're going to talk about something that ChatGPT has suggested to me. And it's actually the reason this episode is called The Art of Doing Nothing and Thinking Too Much. A couple of episodes back, I told you that I had a conversation, a really long conversation with ChatGPT, where it kind of had an idea of my personality and what I like. And it suggested different topics that I could talk about. So it suggested, for example, to talk about the quiet power of people who think too much, or why overthinking is sometimes a strength, or why self-reflection can be uncomfortable but necessary. So I kind of took all of that and created this title, The Art of Doing Nothing and Thinking Too Much. So I'll start at the part that says thinking too much. Overthinking feels negative sometimes, or most of the time. At least that's my experience, because it kind of blocks action if you don't stop yourself. You literally calculate all of the scenarios that could happen. And in the end, you're like, what am I supposed to do? And you don't know. And I think that's the downside of overthinking, that it blocks you from taking action because you're so in your head and you think of the worst case scenarios. But there is another side to it, and that's overthinking is sometimes a strength because you see more than other people. You have the gift of metacognition. You have the gift of zooming out of your situation, and just like you can calculate and think of all the negative worst case scenarios, you can also do this to create positive vibes, so to say. So positive mood, a positive outlook, and a best case scenario that you can envision. It goes hand in hand with creativity, because if you're very creative thinking of the negative, you can be just as creative thinking of the positive. The only thing is, and that's the caveat, that it takes a little more effort to train your brain to think positively. Because when it comes to evolution, we are actually made to survive. So we're naturally going to think of all the negative things that can happen to calculate the risk. And our brain is trained and wired to think negatively because it's easier. And it always takes the easier route. So positive thinking takes some time, it takes some work, and it takes practice, but it's so worth it. The key in this situation is self-reflection. And it can be very uncomfortable because you see all the things that are going badly, or things that you're not happy with about yourself, things that you've done wrong, ways in which you fall short of your own or others' expectations. But you can definitely take all of that and transform it through positive thinking. And it's not about being delusional. It's just about being fair to yourself. So if you see the negative, honestly, you owe it to yourself to also see the positive, honestly. So I feel like self-reflection can be uncomfortable, but it's also very positive and necessary for us to grow. So another point that ChatGPT said is the quiet power of subtle personalities. What it meant by that is actually that there are people who, and I count myself to this group, are quiet, subtle, introverted, but they're creative and they're self-reflected. And it's a huge strength if you are both, because it enables you to see, as I said, when you fall short of positive thinking. It enables you to see when you actually went overboard with your negative expectations. If you step out and look at your situation and look at yourself honestly and thoroughly, you experience something beautiful, and that is growth. And the second part of today's title is The Art of Doing Nothing. And this is just a little reminder that's supposed to make us think of the fact that doing nothing is sometimes really an art, because it's easy to get caught up in negative thinking, worst case scenarios that you've calculated, and just being confused or feeling like everything's not working out when you overthink, and then you don't take action because you're scared or you feel worse than necessary. But there is actually an art to doing nothing, and it is more than necessary to learn it, because you just get to chill consciously and you get to really relax and take in energy. So the art about it is really learning the difference between when you are scared to actually take action and when you are taking a necessary break. And in my next episode, I'm going to talk a lot more about it. This was just a teaser. I really hope you liked this episode. If you did, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. It helps me out tremendously. I will catch you in a week. Until then, stay tuned. Bye.